Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. You know, BYOD does not scare me. Shadow IT does not scare me. When I was responsible for IT and application development, I actually did a series of talks about how we shouldn't be afraid of our own shadow, right? The idea that someone else is going to come in and help us out with technology, awesome. The idea that someone else is going to, you know, lower the cost of buying new tech by investing themselves, awesome. I'm all for that. What concerns me is home devices, and it's not necessarily whether they're owned by the employee or not. Again, I don't think ownership is a control. It's all the technical controls and procedural controls that really matter. So what's wrong with equipment going home? Well, for one, you know, the idea of work-life balance is long faded away, right? Most people have work-life integrated. Most people integrate it in their minds. Most people integrate it in their schedules. Most people integrate it in their devices. And as our technology becomes a reflection of how we work, it's very common, whether it's a company-provided device or a personal device, for you to blend both personal and professional content on your equipment. So, A, you've got the risk of either one of those domains being exposed to the other, as you might have imagined. It's not uncommon for people at a help desk to report as they're working on someone's computer or someone's phone to find inappropriate photos, for example, or emails, for example. Likewise, though, you also have the fact that we're all busy, we're all running around, and these devices end up getting shared. So let's suppose I have a company-provided computer. Let's suppose this company-provided computer is a laptop. And let's suppose on this laptop I do information handling, you know, as a knowledge worker with sensitive stuff. So that could be something like keying in invoices. That could be something like working in accounting. Perhaps I work in a call center where I enter credit card data every day. Whatever it may be, there is sensitive data, right, coming onto this device and then off and being processed. There may be absolutely no sensitive data on it at all. With cloud apps and everything else, it may just be that I'm keying it in. However, I'm bringing this device home with me, or you know, on call and I've got it with me and I'm carrying it around. And my kid needs to do some homework, or wants to check a website, or wants to play a game while I'm taking care of something else. Sure, have my computer. Here, go at it. Most common thing in the world. Everybody does it. Even if you say you don't do it, you do it. Don't lie to me. Even I, with my phone oftentimes, the daughter's like, hey, can I check Twitter real quick? I'm like, sure, here's my phone. And that's just a normal way that most of us live. Now, the challenge becomes when you're adding new users to these computers, that kid may go to a website that has, the drive-by download. That kid may open their email and get caught up in a phishing scam. The kid may download software. We talked yesterday about KeyRanger, which is the ransomware bundled in with the transmission bit client. So there's a million different BitTorrent client. There's a million different things that another family member or friend may do on your machine that it reduces risk to that machine, either through a keylogger, ransomware, through a number of activities. Those are the things that concern me. Not necessarily whether or not it's owned by the company or by the individual, but how that device is used outside of the corporate environment and who else has access to it. Because you're not doing security awareness training on your employees' kids, right? You're not doing security awareness training for your employee's spouse. Although that might be a cool offering, now that I'm thinking about it. And it's those people that then become risk factors for that device and therefore for your organization. Technical controls help. Restricted admin access, separate profiles, weapon reload, everything remote. Still very, very risky behavior, especially on devices that enter critical system information such as finance and health. So you want something to do today? You're bored? We're all bored, right? Come on. I know you got like 15 minutes carved out for lunch. I know it. Take a look at how some of your laptops are being used in your organization, specifically around those areas. And take a look at what risk factors are being introduced because they're portable and because your employees are sharing them. Take it easy.